Good morning. Hello. God, may you be glorified as I share. What do I love about God? I love that he was thinking about me long before I was born, and that he created me out of love. I love that I was the sixth of eight children born to loving parents who know and love him. I love that I got to grow up as a pastor's kid and be nurtured in and by the family of God. I love that Jesus allowed me to see and receive him as my Savior at a very young age. I love that I can remember sitting in our living room with my mom on Bainbridge Island, Washington, as a four-year-old, and her walking me through a simple prayer in which I repented of my sin, asked him for forgiveness, and expressed my desire to follow him for the rest of my life. I love that I can also remember being baptized at our church shortly after, and that over the years since then, I keep getting to learn the beautiful eternal significance of those steps of faith. I love that I can't remember a time that I didn't love to sing, and that God has connected with me in special ways through the gift of music. I love how God showered his love on me as a child through his people, for all the Sunday school teachers, camp counselors, mentors, Bible study and youth group leaders, and older people in our church that gave of themselves to love and disciple me. Excuse me. I love that around the second half of high school, God began to really wake me up to just how real and alive he is, and to the reality of his love for me. I love how he so personally and creatively pursued me, or rather allowed me to see more clearly how all my life he had loved me and had been pursuing me. I love that as a teenager, when me and all my peers were looking for acceptance and belonging, God allowed me to experience and understand in ways that I knew how, just how loved, known, accepted, and valuable I was to him. He gave up his very life for me to be close to him forever. And by the power of his death and his resurrection, I could walk in newness of life as a child of God, free from the bonds of sin and death. I love that my fears and failures were and still are no match for the truth and grace of Jesus. I love that in this season, he placed a hunger for his word inside of me. By his Spirit, reading the Bible was now like hearing the music to the song lyrics I had read my whole life. It came alive to me. I love that God showed me how fun and funny he could be, and he filled me with a new joy as I learned how to spend time with him, both alone in the secret place and with other believers. I love that God provided people for me to pray and worship with who talked to Jesus like he was in the room, and I know he was. I love that the living God became my friend. I love that the Lord led and provided for me to study nursing at Seattle Pacific University. I love that God blessed me with great friends to journey with me through the highs and lows of my college years. I love that even in this very difficult season of my life, where my endurance, identity, and faith were challenged in new ways, God sustained, comforted, and matured me through myriad means of his grace. I love that he revealed to me his power and strength through my own weakness and need. I love how mighty and gentle God was in dispelling with his wonderful light the lies that tried to sneak into my mind to overwhelm me. I love how faithful and persistent he was to remind me again and again of the simplicity and the goodness of the gospel. I love how after I graduated college and thought I had to become a nurse right away, even though at the time I really didn't want to, as I was so burnt out, anxious, and confused, God instead allowed me to rest and be reminded that I was his beloved daughter aside from anything that I did, nursing related or otherwise. I love how in this season after college in my 20s, God began to especially highlight to me what all he has paid for by his blood, and how my righteousness and my salvation are nothing of my doing, but all an absolute gift from Jesus to be received by faith. I love how God custom planned and orchestrated for me a new surprising chapter of adventure with him. I often felt like I just got to be along for the ride, enjoying being his child, and he would lead me to the right places at the right times. I love how he blessed my desire to be available to go or stay wherever he pleased. And in the journey of going and staying in many different places for varying lengths of time, he became my home. Knowing and walking closely with him was and is my purpose and my greatest reward. I love his deep, abiding presence with me and the reality that he has made his home in me by his Spirit. Christ in me, my hope of glory. I love that he was the one that opened up doors of opportunity for me that I never could have imagined and allowed me to grow and serve in unique ways, doing the things that I love. As a friend, sister, aunt, worshiper, florist, nanny, caregiver, and yes, even as a pediatric home health nurse. I love that the list of people and places to which the Holy Spirit blew me is way too long to fully recount this morning. But to name a few, there are Hawaii, Tennessee, Oregon, Maryland, Mexico, and France. I love how wherever God sent me, he provided fellowship for me with other worshipers of Jesus. And I got to see and be involved in his church. I love getting to pray, worship, and do life with his people from a variety of cultures, backgrounds, and stories. I love how God is advancing his kingdom around the world, and that King Jesus is victorious over the powers of darkness. I love that one of my favorite things to do in life, worshiping through singing, also happens to be a powerful spiritual weapon. I love how whenever the enemy has tried to poke, God has protected me and increased my confidence in the identity and authority he has given me as a daughter of the King of Kings. I love the perfect timing and orchestrating of the Lord. I love how he had me in one place long enough to get to know a now dear friend who also happened to be a dear friend of Nathan's when he was in school in San Luis Obispo. I love that she and another older woman at our church in SLO had been separately, secretly praying about introducing me to Nathan. I love how God allowed for Nathan and me to first become good friends, and for the sweet ways in which the Lord provided for us to get to know each other, even though we lived 4 hours apart our whole courtship and engagement. I love how God, in his wisdom and timing, answered my prayers for a husband and blessed me with such an amazing gift, Nathan, which, in case you didn't know, his name, Nathan, actually means gift. I love that. I love that God has always been the center of our relationship and that he is the author of marriage. Nathan and my marriage included. The one, Jesus, who has covenanted himself to us, his bride, is also the one who has joined Nathan and I together in covenant. I love how good God has been to us these first 11 months of marriage, and for the welcome that I've received from the family of God at Fairhaven, and the joy it's been to worship with Nathan alongside y'all. I love how God made Nathan and what he is doing in and through him. And I love that I get to be Nathan's companion, lover, and helpmate, journeying from glory to glory and strength to strength as we together prepare for and await the coming of our bridegroom king. I love you, Jesus. Thank you.